Today's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we look for entrepreneurs to help other entrepreneurs and all of you wannabes that would like to become an entrepreneur. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about you, sir?
Doing fine. Good to see you.
Good to be seen. Good to see you, too.
All right. But anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so you get an idea in terms of what we mean by the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about. And just as a refresher, if you choose to send me an email, my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And if you choose to give me a call, you can call my number. The number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000, which is the number that's right in front of you that you should be able to see. And you're more than welcome to call the show, give us your comments, and we will go from there. Anyways, I look forward to your emails and conversation if you like. But anyway, but tonight's show is dedicated to those of you out there that are contemplating starting a business, meaning you've thought about it, but you just can't seem to get started, or you've gotten started, but you're in the first stages, not sure where to go next.
But I have a question for you, though, Gene.
Okay.
In your experience is dealing with entrepreneurs, what has been one of the, like, if you could see, like, two or three big hookups, if you will, that'll stop people from pushing through and getting their business off the ground?
Now, I'm surprised you asked that question.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give you the answer because my topic for tonight.
Okay.
It's 10 reasons why you may want to become an entrepreneur.
Okay. So we'll table that discussion for another show.
I mean, but it's amazing how you ask that question like that, because I want to answer all of your questions. So, but have your questions in line as well.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so you listeners out there, you're more than welcome to call in and ask a question. I'm not the expert. I'm just the person doing the show. But I'm also an entrepreneur, and I could tell you lots of stuff about my journey, which
your journey is being used as a guideline. It's not, yes, this is the way to do it. This is just, this is what has worked for me, and hopefully it'll be a springboard for somebody else to at least kind of follow that guideline as to how to start their own business.
Yep. I mean, you are right on, because only you can start your business. So your journey is going to be yours. It may be similar to a lot of others, but it's going to be your journey. And I can guarantee you there'll be lots of times you feel like you're alone. And there should be some times where you say, I don't know what to do next. And so that's part of the reason for the show. But hopefully, if you have done that, then you're on the right track. Okay, I'll put it that way, because asking for more information is the name of the game. So, anyway, so if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you'd like to, or you're thinking about starting a business, and you're really not sure as to what to do because you need a job, you need some income, which may be something that you come up with, or you'd like to start a business, but you just don't know where to begin. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some tips on reasons why. If you got that thought, I'm going to give you some tips on why you should become that entrepreneur or business owner. Now, obviously the choice is yours, but you're more than welcome to ask me questions in terms of my journey along the way. I'll be more than happy to share my ups and downs, because that's one of the reasons I'm here, because it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, and that's why it's important that I hear from you. And again, the number is right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Feel free to call the show and ask me some questions or share some of your journeys as you hear some of the comments I'm going to make. Within those 10 reasons. So I'd like to have you just think about that. So, anyway, so Matt, so hold on to your questions if you got it.
Sure.
And because you may have something similar. I want to hear yours before I even get started, but I want to go ahead and take a break first before I hear yours.
All right.
I want to include you in with the rest of the show. But think about reasons why you may want to start a business. Because I'd like to hear your reasons. Anyway, so when we come back, Matt, if you don't ask me first, I'm going to say, what is your reason?
All right.
Anyway, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more information on reasons I'm going to give you as to why you should become an entrepreneur. And we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays 5 to 6 on the Tantalk Radio Network.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Get there, because you're going to see, it may seem like it's a mountain to climb. I'm going to say it's worth it, because it's your life. And the only thing you have to regret is not trying for it.
Which but, actually took care of my question right there.
Really, what was the question?
Yeah, so my question is, if you, and this is could be specific to you or anybody you've come across in your seminars, what are some of the biggest regrets that people have told you or that you've had in regards to not starting a business? Like, you wish you had the opportunity to, say, start, like, a pizza place, but you didn't do it and you started something else instead. Is there, like, a business you regretted not getting in as an entrepreneur?
No. Mm-mm. I'm going to also say that though, it's your thoughts and your ideas, so whatever business you choose is the one you choose, and if you wish you had started another one, well, maybe it's not too late.
So there's no age limit on when you can start a business, just as long as you put one foot in front of the other and get going.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that comment, just get started. Put one foot in front of the other one. You couldn't have said it better, because it may take a lifetime, depending on what it is that you're trying to do.
And for me personally, that would be my biggest regret, is not taking the chance.
Right. You got one life. Go live it.
Exactly. And do it. And we say it all the time, you got to live. That's why we play the closing song that we do here on this show and on the Employment Opportunity Hour.
Yeah.
Because, and if you listen to the end of the song, if you listen to the end of that song by Frank Sinatra, he says, "I did it my way."
Right.
And you can do it your way. There we go.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. You're doing it your way, and you're the one taking the shot at it. If you think it's a business that you can succeed at, take
it's
your
yours.
Shot. Exactly.
Right.
And if you mess up with this business, okay, guess what? Get up, dust yourself off, do it again.
That's right. Or if you get one successful, just start another one.
Exactly. And who knows? So, maybe that can inspire somebody else to start their own business or follow in your footsteps with the business you're in.
Right.
You never know.
Now, so anyway, so I'm going to give you 10 reasons, and Matt may have a few more reasons now that he kind of gets the gist of the show, but 10 reasons why you may want to start a business. Okay, you may want to become an entrepreneur. Anyway, so this is not even one of the reasons, but I'm just going to say that it starts with you. That's simple as that. It starts with you. If you're waiting for somebody else to do it, they will. The difference is it starts with you. Anyway, so these are reasons. They're not in any order. They're reasons based on the thoughts that I had in a sense that came along with. But I started a business, and so I wanted you to know I've started a business, and I started a business. Actually, I've started a couple of businesses, actually, but I'd love to tell the story. But the first one was a lawn mowing business. But that was the first one. The second one was to start a training and development company, which is where I'm at now. But the journey started with the lawn care business. And at some point, I may share that story because I think it's so appropriate for people that are wondering how to get started doing something. But I'm going to give you 10 reasons as to why you should get started if you want to become an entrepreneur. The first one is because you have an idea. Okay, you were given an idea. You were given a thought. that came from somewhere where you said, possibly I can start a business doing this. Or you were doing something that helped, that solved the problem for you, and you said, maybe I could solve this problem for a lot of other people, and so I would like to start a business. And that's the starting point, is to have the idea that you would like to start a business for yourself because the idea or thought came to you. And so it wasn't by accident. I'm going to suggest that. Since it came to you, then it was given to you as possibly something you should do. And the only decisions got to get made in terms of whether you're willing to get started. And as Matt said, you put one foot in front of the other one, or you get started and you try to get as much assistance as you can, ask as many questions as you can, and point your heart in that direction. But anyway, that's just one, that's one of the reasons as to why you should start a business or become an entrepreneur. Because you were given the idea, okay, through some experience or something, and so, but however the idea came to you that possibly you could start a business doing this and you could see how it could help you and possibly many others. Okay, number two, since you had the idea, you may not have had an idea. You may have had a dream or a premonition or a vision about something you could be doing that showed you doing it. Anyway, so if anyone has had that kind of experience, I'd love to hear from you because it came to you for a reason. And nobody's going to have a justification for the reason other than it came to you. But it came to you possibly through a vision, a thought, a dream, something stimulated your mind and said, possibly you could start a business doing this. And so I'd like to have you just think about that because in my case, I started my lawn care business because of trying to do something to make some additional money. I started my training business because I had a vision or premonition. And I decided to follow it. And anyway, some of that has led me to being on the air sharing my thoughts with you, which is something I could have never imagined. So so the second reason is because possibly a vision or a dream or something came to you that way. And you don't know why it came to you. The difference is you know it came to you. So possibly you're supposed to move on that. Get started. Anyway, so that was number two. Okay, number three, as a reason as to why you should become an entrepreneur, is because you want to make your own money. You may be working for somebody else. You may like your job, not like your job. You may have liked the jobs that you've had or the job that you have, or you may not even have a job. But you want to make your own money. Instead of working for somebody else, you want to work for you. I mean, so if that thought comes to you, you want to make your own money, and that's the reason.
And it's not just being able to make your own money, too. It's being able to set your own hours. You can work when you want.
Mm-hmm.
By starting your own business. It doesn't have to be the regular 9-to-5 daily grind that most people have. You can work, say, like 10 to 2, 11 to 10, whatever you want, whatever you want. You set your hours being your own boss.
Right.
And running your own business.
Now, so you made a...
No, go ahead.
You made a very good point, but I'm going to say this.
Sure.
Because I haven't heard it from anybody else other than myself.
Don't mean to toot your own horn here.
Yeah, but I've shared it with many. But I want you to think about it.
Okay.
If you live in a halfway decent-sized city, most likely whenever you go out and you drive down the highway, there's a lot of cars on the highway. And you could be going to your job, which means when you go to your job, there may be a lot of cars and buses going to those jobs because those people work then. Now, have you ever gone out at night and found out that there's a lot of cars out there on the highway at night? Well, it's possible that if you see so many people out there, maybe those people work a different shift than you. They may work at night while you're working during the day. They may work 3 days a week while you're working seven. And so when it comes to a workforce, the workforce functions 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The workforce is doing something. People are getting paid to work all types of shifts. And so it's very important to understand that if you want to make your own money, there are several ways you can make your own money. And it doesn't have to be 9 to 5. It could be 5 to 9, 5 to 2. It could be any hours, either set by you or set by someone else. But the bottom line is the workforce works 24/7. In my case, I've experienced 8-hour days, 8 hours a day. I've experienced 7 days a week. I've experienced 3-day work weeks, working 12 hours a day. I've worked days, I've worked nights, I've worked weekends.
Holidays, special occasions.
Yes, and so I think all of that comes along with getting to that decision about becoming an entrepreneur. Because if it's yours, you're going to possibly do it more. I'm going to say, when it's yours, you'll work at it more than you will when you're working for somebody else. But it's something I'd like to have you think about, because if you want to make your own money, this is how you can do it. And he said, that's a reason to start a business, because you can, as Matt said, you can set your own hours, but depending on what your business is, your hours may be different than the norm. But it's important to know that every time if you go out, if there are people out there on the highway with you and the highways are packed, it's possible because all those people are working during the day with you. But you could also go out at night and see the highway packed for people that are working a different shift than you. Okay, because the workforce is needed that way, and this is how work is produced and results are produced on this planet, is because people work all types of hours. Anyway, so you can make your own money and make your own hours. Number four, our time is starting to get away from here, is as to one of the reasons why you may want to become an entrepreneur and start your business, because you want to help other people solve some of their problems. You may have come up with an idea or a product or a service that solves a problem for lots of people. And you say, I could help a lot of people with my product or service. And so that could happen when you're working for somebody else. You can say, I could do this for myself, and take your knowledge and go do it for yourself. A lot of people do that. I strongly suggest people that understanding how you got your knowledge, and when you understand how you got your knowledge, then you can take that knowledge and go help others. But most likely when you do that, you'll get a lot of support from the others who helped you gain that knowledge, because they like to see people grow. They like to have people say, I used to work there. And they like to have people say, thanks to you, I've started my business. So I'd like to have you really think about that, because the product or service that you come up with, or the idea, you say, this can help a lot of people and solve a lot of problems. Well, that's a good reason for you to start your own business, if you like. Anyway, so that was number four. Number five reason as to why you may want to start your business is because you're tired of working for someone else. That can happen any time along your journey in terms of employment. you get tired of working for somebody else. I would strongly suggest you work for somebody else first or second. I would strongly suggest you take one or two jobs. But it's up to you because it's your show, it's your product, your idea. But it's very important to know that others are going to walk in your shoes and you want to walk in others. And so if you happen to get tired of working for somebody else, there's nothing stopping you from saying, I'm going to go start a business for myself. Now, there's nothing stopping you. The question is how do you go about it? And that's possibly another chapter for another day. But the bottom line is that most of your employers will appreciate helping you go someplace else, helping you start over again. You'd be surprised how many people would be impressed by you stepping out, starting your own business, because it could be something they wish they had the guts to go do. Because that's how you're going to gain some experience, gain some knowledge. You got to demonstrate it to others first. Because you got to have referrals. You got to have people that can talk about the work you did and the type of person you are and all that sort of stuff. And so it's very important to understand there's nothing wrong about saying you want to start your business, even to your employees and employer. That's how they got there. Somebody started a business. And so I'd like to have you just think about it. That's a good reason for starting your own business. But you've heard five things. I got 10 reasons, but it's time that we go take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. So you're listening to myself, Gene Hodge, talking about 10 reasons why you may want to become an entrepreneur and start your own business. And we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
No stopping. Don't let anything stop you. There's going to be a lot of obstacles that are supposed to pop up because you're supposed to figure out ways to get around them, over, under them, because that's what happens when you decide to become an entrepreneur or ask any of the others that you may know. Ask them, how did they get started? Some of the obstacles. It's very important you know that obstacles are going to come. And so all you've got to do is stay in there and just roll with the punches, as they say. I'm giving out 10 reasons as to why I believe you may want to start your own business or become an entrepreneur. I've gone through five so far, and I'll just briefly just tell you what the topic was, is that you You want to start a business because you have an idea that you've come up with. That was number one. Number two, you may have had a vision or a dream or a premonition of something that you saw yourself doing in the future. Number three was you may want to make your own money. Number four was you want to help others because you have found a way to solve a problem for somebody else. And you think that you can make money at it. So that's another reason why you want to start your own business as an entrepreneur. And number five was because you're getting tired of working for someone else. Anyway, so I stopped there, but I'm just going to add on to number five about as far as working for someone else. Use your knowledge and use your experience. If you think you have ideas that you could further your growth and development, then take the opportunity, take the chance to take that knowledge and go use it for yourself. It's fine that you're using it for somebody else. They're paying you for it. But if you could see a way that you could use that same knowledge for yourself, then I would strongly suggest join the club of entrepreneurs because they're all everywhere. Anyway, so number six, as to a reason as to why you may want to become an entrepreneur and start your own business, is because you have lots of knowledge. You have expertise and experience in a particular area. You have something that people want or that people need. You have a track record of development, possibly working from different jobs as you've grown based on your age, possibly from different functions you've had within the same company that show growth and development. But because you have the knowledge of something that you want to do, you may not have the knowledge of your product or service, but you have the knowledge to say, I can take me someplace else and go do something else for me and help a lot of others. I mean, so I'd like to have you just really, really, really think about that, because that's a great reason for you to want to start your business. Okay, because you have an idea. And it's okay to share your idea with your employer, depending on the type of person you are. I think that you should tell everybody what you would like to do with your life, because you could help a lot of other people. You can find out those who say, I can't, I'm afraid, or whatever. But I think you should share your thoughts. And one of the things I will share this in terms of, I was working for a big company, big Fortune 100 company, I believe. And the position I had reported to a senior level president. And one day we sat down and had a conversation. The person asked me, what did I want to do with my life? What kind of positions would I like to have in that company? And I said, I got an idea that I could start a company that could help a lot of other people become better employees. And I'm telling my boss what I'd like to go do. And then at one point, I don't know, about 30 days, a month and a half after that, the person comes back and says, I thought about your idea. You should go do it, and we can help you. So I'd like to have you think about that. Share your ideas, because they're yours. And many of you worried about somebody stealing your idea, I think that's a fallacy. If you have the idea, it's designed for you. It's a big world out here. There's a lot of humans on this planet. Some may have similar ideas, but nobody has your idea. And nobody can do it your way. Anyway, so that's the reason why I say, because you have the knowledge and experience and the track record of growth and development. Now, if you don't have that track record, that's okay, because if your idea comes to you, it's yours. It's your vision. All you've got to do is begin to get started. Put some faith in it that it's possible to work and get started. Anyways, that's all I'm going to say about number six. Number seven, as to why you may want to start your own business as an entrepreneur. Because you may see how you could have potential customers. You got people who know you. They know what you do, especially if you've been representing a company, providing a certain service out in the community or traveling around or even in your own company. You've been the person that has the knowledge that you're passing your knowledge on to others to help those people, but you're representing your company, which means you're helping your company. Well, many of those people could become your customers because they like the way you handle the business. In some cases, your company will help you because they would like to brag about how they helped you go start your own business or partner up with you, because all of those things are possible as an entrepreneur. So I'd like to have you think about that, because you have potential customers that may be related to your company, maybe totally just new customers outside of that, because it's big. As I said before, it's a big world out there. So not to worry about that. Okay, number eight. And if we happen to get to 10, I got a little bit more, but I thought that we'd get to 10 tonight if we could. But listen, number eight, as a reason as to why you may want to become an entrepreneur, is because you have the motivation and the desire to go do it. That's the biggest, probably the biggest point. If you look at people who like to run track, probably the most difficult thing is putting your feet in the starting block and then jumping out. So I'd like to have you just think about that, because the motivation is in you, because that's why the idea is burning you. That's why you have the desire, but there may be some other things that are holding you back. But the bottom line is you have the motivation and you have the desire. And so if you have that, that's what it's going to take to bring your idea to fruition, or your product or service. And so if you have the motivation to go make it work, I would strongly suggest that stepping out on it and trying it out, and try it out for on purpose, because it's not supposed to work right away. It's something that has to get built. Something that has to get thought out, something that may involve a lot of other players, a lot of other people you've got to communicate with. And all of that is part of your development, and all of that is part of your publicity in terms of getting the word out about who you are and what you do in your company. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's the reason, because you have the motivation. Now, number nine, let me see. Well, I'm going to hold number nine until we come back after the break. But I'd like to have you think about these reasons. If you're sitting on the fence and you've thought about it, doesn't matter how old you are, if you've thought about it and you say, I would like to do this, then all you've got to do is decide to get started, because it's probably going to be a journey, and you've got to enroll a lot of other people who will get behind you and support you and sponsor you and all that sort of stuff. And so I would strongly suggest, if you have the thought, be willing to step out on it and put your faith in it, because it's you. It's your product, and it's what you're doing. But anyway, but we're going to take a short break so you hear a little bit more. I'm talking about 10 reasons why, if you have the thought to become an entrepreneur, then why you should become that entrepreneur or that businessman or person. Okay, but we'll be right back.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
That's the BCC Coupon Book, Wednesdays, 5 to 6 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money, which I think some of you would like to have, or more money, or make money, and I support all of that. I'm talking about 10 reasons why you should become an entrepreneur or start a business if you have that thought. And the reasons are to get you past goal. Just get started, step out on it, take that step. Giving you some reasons as to why you should have. I'll give you a recap before we close out. And because I'm on reason number nine. The reason you should start your business or become an entrepreneur is because you have a plan. That's a reason. You have a plan of how your business or product or service is going to work. And the reason you got it is because you had the vision, or you had the thought, or the dream. And so most likely you thought about, how do I plan for it to work? And so most likely you have some idea in terms of what you may want to see. You may not know how to get started, but you could see how it should be later on. And because a lot of people have the starting concerns, a lot of people can see the start, but they can't see the next step. But since you have some steps, your goal is to make one step, just one, because the next one will come automatically. But your goal is to make the first step, because nothing will happen without you making that step. And it may take many steps and many experiences and many things in order to get to where you think you want to go, and to give the product or service that you think that you want. So that's another reason why you should get started. You'll never know if it's possible, because it's your idea. And the only one that can work it is you, and the only one that can see the vision of it is you. Anyways, that was number nine. Number 10, as a reason why you should become an entrepreneur, start your business, is because you believe in yourself and your abilities. If you've got the idea, you got the vision, you got the thought, and it's come to you, then it's yours. What may be missing is the belief. But it's yours because within you, you must have the abilities if you can see the vision. You may not know you have the abilities, but if the vision is there, your only role is to say, let me get started with what I do have. The other stuff will come along as you're going down the path of growth. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because you have the abilities because you've been given the thought. And if you've been given the thought, there must be a way. Your job is to find that way, but not necessarily find it. Your role is to get started down the path. Okay? So I'd like to have you think about that, because all you've got to do is get started. The road will take you down the path. You're not supposed to know what's down the road. You're supposed to go down the road and take things as they come and go past things as they come, and that will lead you to wherever, it'll lead you to your destination. So I'd like to have you really consider that. If you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you've been thinking about it, been thinking about starting a business, and it's just you, well, it's supposed to be just you. You add on other players, other advisors, all those people come along after you've decided to get started, and you go tell everybody what you're trying to do. It should not be a secret. You should let people know you want to grow, you want to develop, and that you have an idea, because you never know who may be listening, and you never know who may pop up and decide to help you. That's what I like to have you really think about, because you have no idea how the help might come. And so I'd like to have you just think about it, because depending on what it is that has come across your mind, your only job is to say, I'm going to try this out and make a decision and then get started. You're supposed to fall down, make a decision to get back up and keep going. But that's what's supposed to happen. I don't know of any entrepreneur or any business leader that had everything without any ups and downs or problems or concerns. I don't know anyone in my circle of influence and connections. I believe everyone has come down a very similar path at any age. And what I'm supposed to do, I believe, is to take my knowledge and pass that on to you as well. So, anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. But those are 10 reasons why I believe that you may want to become an entrepreneur. Because if you've thought about it, I want to take you to the next step. to give you some reasons as to why it may be worth stepping out on if you choose to start a business. Because you got to become an entrepreneur, I believe, in order to start that. Or you put a team together. But you've got to be the one that's going to lead it, so it's a matter of getting started. Anyway, so I gave you 10 reasons as to why you should become a entrepreneur if that's what you're thinking about doing, but you haven't made that step yet. If it's burning at you, you're afraid, it's okay to be afraid, because you're normal. If you aren't afraid, then you're missing something. Because you're supposed to have ups and downs and obstacles and corners to go around in order to reach your goal. And so you'll learn a lot about yourself along the way, because you may want to give up. And you may be one of those kinds of people who've been giving up a lot all along. You may discover some things that have always been there that you never knew were there. We know it's there because we see how you act and perform. You may not be aware of it because it's got to come to you so you can get over that hurdle. But that's, anyway, so that's what it is. But anyway, so those reasons were, number one was because you have an idea. Number two is because you had a dream or a vision, because it's yours. Number three is because, so you can start because you may want to make your own money. Number four was you want to help others because you found a way to solve some of their problems. But number five is because you're tired of working for someone else and you want to start your own thing. Number six is because you have the knowledge and the experience and the track record as to why you may want to start. Number seven was because you have potential customers because you can see how you can help those people and serve them. Number eight was you have the motivation or the desire. If it's burning at you, then that's the time to start by just stepping out on it. Number nine was you have a plan as to how your business is going to work. You've thought it out and you thought about some ways that it could work. And so anyway, that's number nine. Number 10 was because you believe in yourself and your abilities. The thought or the idea would not have come to you unless within you, you have the abilities and you believe in yourself.
Okay. And I got another one for you.
Okay.
Being brave. And you're brave enough to start your own business. That's being scared as hell to start your business, but doing it anyway.
Great. Great comment.
If you're not scared, yes. You're not taking a chance.
Right. Oh, you know already.
Yeah, if you're not scared as hell of doing something, then you're not taking chances.
Right. Yeah. I think you started the show out by talking something about the fear. Now, well, you got to get past the fear.
Exactly. Case in point, I was nervous about moving down here when I moved here 2 years ago because I didn't know anybody other than the people I'm staying with now. And I didn't really have this figured out yet. It took a while, but I finally ended up getting a job back in radio again. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I've never lived on my own before. But I finally said, you know what? If I'm gonna spread the wings and fly, now's the time to do it.
Okay, well, how do you like it?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my time down here, and it's nice to be able to... Don't get me wrong. I love my family, but it's nice to be able to spread my wings and fly on my own.
Right. You might fall down, just get back up.
Exactly. Hey, to steal a line from Rocky Balboa, I didn't hear no bell. Mm-hmm. One more round.
That's right. Anyways, I'd like to have you all think about that. Thanks a lot, Matt, because that
sure. The
comment was very helpful. But think about that because you're not alone. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that because there's a zillion entrepreneurs out there. There's a zillion businesses. They all came from somebody's idea. And your idea or thought is just as valuable. The only way you're going to find out is to step out on it. Step beyond that fear because in most cases, I'm going to say there's going to be another fear. Because that's how you grow. You go through things. And so... I have them. I'm not afraid to share some of those fears or fears I've had. I've had to learn to talk in front of people and get over the fear that I had something to say. And I've been doing that for a long time now. And because I have something to say and somebody wants me to say it. And so I've been saying this for a lot of years now. Anyways, I'd like to have you just really think about that because the world needs you, the country needs you, because your idea is something that you know will help others. It's going to help you as well as help others. And so make that decision to step out on that because the reasons you'll keep coming up with. Yeah, so I like that we just think about that.
And we were talking about this before. Here we go.
Okay, the music, which means my time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. Matt brought it up at the start of the show. You can indeed decide to go do it your way because it can only start with you. You get a lot of help along the way. But anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next. But I'd like to have you know that the thoughts that you have, the dreams and visions that you have, you can do it your way because you're the one that's been given those that vision and that dream. So you can go do it your way. And we'll catch you next time. And
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.